6 days after it was shut down by an earthquake that registered a magnitude 7.9, the Trans-Alaska Pipeline is once again carrying crude south from the oil fields of Prudhoe Bay. Spokesmen for the 800-mile pipeline say the lack of major damage proves the safety of this system. Environmentalists are not so sure, as NPR's John Nielsen reports.
The Trans-Alaska Pipeline was built to withstand catastrophes. That's what you hear when you take a tour of the pipeline's command center in the port of Valdez. Supervisor Dave Fletcher says there are always at least two people in this room. Either one of them could shut the system down in a matter of minutes.
In the event that both of them have a heart attack or the ceiling falls on them, then the pipeline will shut down in 10 minutes. If valve 972 here at the terminal, if it goes in transit for some unknown reason, it automatically starts a pipeline to shut down timer within 5 minutes.
Sunday's earthquake did no major damage to the part of the pipeline that's near Valdez. The epicenter was further north, near the place where the pipeline crosses over the so-called Denali Fault. As that fault line shifted, 6-foot-wide cracks opened in nearby roads, and an elevated section of the pipeline was severely challenged, according to Mike Heatwall of the Alyeska Pipeline Service Company.
The pipe moved around pretty violently from what we can ascertain. And in that region, the vertical support structures that hold the pipeline in place literally fell off.
Without the supports, stretches of pipe were left hanging like a giant clothesline, but not for long. Heatwall says hundreds of workers were on the scene within hours, building temporary supports and repairing other kinds of damage. Jim Lusher, the chief pipeline engineer, says no cracks or folds have been found in the pipeline itself.
There was no substantial damage, no oil leaked, and we're back online a short period of time after a seismic event of extreme magnitude. So I think, generally speaking, the American public can feel pretty confident that this pipeline performed wonderfully.
Lusher says the pipeline was designed to withstand what seismologists call a 500-year earthquake, which basically means that when it comes, there probably won't be another one like it for a very long time. He says an earthquake of Sunday's magnitude can be expected every 700 years. People who want to drill for oil in Alaska's National Wildlife Refuge are certain to find those words encouraging, but environmentalists like Monica Pierce of the Sierra Club are not. Pierce is glad the pipeline was able to survive this recent earthquake, but she still thinks it's vulnerable to vandals and terrorists.
And the fact is, the Trans-Alaska Pipeline is an 800-mile-long pipeline that snakes through the wilderness, and you don't have, security personnel walking that 800 miles every day.
There has been talk of building a second pipeline in Alaska someday, one that might carry natural gas south from Prudhoe Bay. Lusher and his colleagues think that pipeline could be built safely, just like this one was.
It is actually one of the engineering marvels of the world.
The pipeline shutdown is said to have cost the state of Alaska roughly $20 million a day. The pipeline is jointly owned by a group of oil companies with interest in the oil on Alaska's North Slope. John Nielsen, NPR News, Washington.